We have come to thank God that He chose you and I. He chose Concourse Chapel.
Yeah.
He chose Nigeria.
Yes.
Why won't we praise Him? Mojumbe,
Moria Nuba.
Mojumbe,
Moria Nuba. Sori kise koko eyo, Lori.
Have a seat. Choir, thank you so much. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's put our hands together for the King of Kings. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to thank God for the opportunity, privilege to be here today to give you this message. Please, let's turn our Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 1. And we are going to take our text from verses 1 to 4. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. It's on the screen. It's being projected, but I'll quickly read. This letter is from Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ. I am writing to God's chosen people, you and I, who are living as foreigners in the provinces of Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. 2. God the Father knew you and chose you long ago, and His Spirit has made you holy. As a result, you have obeyed Him and have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. May God give you more and more grace and peace. Amen. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by His great mercy that we have been born again, because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Now we live with great expectation, and we have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is kept in heaven for you, pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. The title of the message is Thanksgiving for Divine Inheritance. Praise the name of the Lord. Congratulations for your inheritance. Hallelujah. So God is such a good God. We know that. We have testimonies. He's been so good to every one of us. And like our brother said when he started to read the Bible reading this morning, it said it's a good day to be alive. Praise the name of the Lord. It is a good day to hear this word. We know that possessions, assets are passed down by parents who love their children so much. Praise the name of the Lord. They give them things. They give them gifts. They give houses, they give cars, they give all sorts to their children. Different kinds of legacies. Children inherit these things from their parents. Praise the name of the Lord. We also know what a will is. If you don't know, I will tell you. Praise the Lord. A will. It is a legal document. Or a legal means by which the owner of a property or owner of properties disposes of his assets in the event of his death. Praise the name of the Lord. So people are, once you start to acquire things, assets, possessions, we're encouraged to put it down. Oh, this house, my house in Banana Island, I give it to so-so and so, my child, my first child, my second child, my house in Parkview. I give it to so-so and so. So that is what the will does. It passes over legally. Assets. Praise the name of the Lord. If you turn with me to Proverbs 13 and verse 32, and hear what the Bible says. Proverbs 13 and 22. Hallelujah. It says that a good man, praise the Lord, a good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children. That's what the Bible says. Somebody who leaves an inheritance, Bible declares that that person is good. A parent who leaves things, possessions, assets, it says you are good. A good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children's children. So Bible intends that those things, they are meant to be generational. From one generation to another generation to another generation. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? Bible says that that parent is good. I remember clearly that my grandfather died sometime in the 70s. And he had, or he still has, but he has passed it on, property to my mom. My mom has gone, she's passed it on to her own children. Praise the name of the Lord. So these things keep going. Praise the name of the Lord. You're sharing that property. You also will pass it on to your own children. So these things are inherited in the natural form. We inherit from our parents. And what do they do to the beneficiaries? Those who inherit, you can classify them as beneficiaries. What do they do? It gives them an advantage. It gives you a leverage in life. Is that not so? Praise the name of the Lord. Those whose parents have left them houses, have left them vehicles, have an advantage for some time, maybe, over somebody else who didn't have. Praise the name of the Lord. So you inherit and you have a leverage over your peers or your colleagues, so to speak. So we find in life, we find that people, also in some families, not in all families anyway, you find siblings, when their parents pass on, they begin to fight one another. Oh, they didn't give me the house in Banana Island. Is that house that I want? They didn't give me the car, the limousine. Is that one I want? Why? Because of that advantage position. Begin to fight, between brothers of same mother, same father. We've heard of how they are loggerheads with one another. Of how they are, in today's language, beefing one another for things, for possessions, for assets. Praise the name of the Lord. And you begin to wonder, where is the love between siblings? Where is love between brother, sister? Where is the love that I should have for my brother, for my sister? Praise the name of the Lord. And some go to the extent that once they get hold of one of the juiciest properties, what do? They employ maybe security personnel, maybe army soldier, begin to guard this estate for me. Guard it for me. As if it matters so much. As if it is the end and all of people's lives. Praise the name of the Lord. But we know that these things are just what? What are they? They are earthly. They have only earthly value. They have nothing more. Earthly value. This thing, the person who bought it, who built the house, where is he today? He never took those things away. So why fight over property? Why fight over assets that have only value in the earth? Praise the name of the Lord. One day you will go to your father without these possessions, without these assets. That is clear. That is clear. For every child of God, the possessions and the assets that we should be seeking are assets that are beyond this world, that are in heavenly places. Praise the name of the Lord. As we read in scriptures, assets that are in heavenly places, those are assets that will remain forever, that have eternal value. Praise the name of the Lord. In that First Peter that we read, and we'll read it again, I'd just like to point out a few things. Praise the name of the Lord. What God has promised us. He says what he has promised us. He says they are priceless. They are pure. They are things that are kept in heaven. They are in heavenly places. Priceless things. He says they are undefiled. They are incorruptible. The ones that are here decay. They fade away. They fade away. Beloved, if you look at the house that I referred to that my grandfather left, today they pulled down that house because that house had meaning in the 70s. In this 2000, it did not, they had to pull it down to build one that was more modern, so to speak. So those things fade away. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, what has God promised us? He says divine inheritance. Divine inheritance by God. There are things that are incorruptible, undefiled, and they are reserved. Reserved where? In heavenly places. Praise the name of the Lord. I'd like us to look at another scripture, Ephesians 1. Ephesians 1. To know the kind of things that God wants us to seek after. The inheritance that we should be fighting for. That we should be making all moves to get. Ephesians 1 and verse 3. It says, all praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm because we are united with Christ. This is the inheritance that God means for every one of us. Spiritual blessings in heavenly places, not blessings in earthly places. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes, the one that is we refer to in Proverbs 13:22 is good. It's good because, like we said, it helps you in your life. But it's not worth fighting over. That is the point. It's not something you fight over. It is not something you hate your brother for. Praise the name of the Lord. So, what we should be striving for, what are these divine inheritance? It says, all things that belong to God. Those are the things. All things. All. Spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Things that belong to God. Things that pertain to God. Are the things that we fight for. Are the things we long for. Are the things that while we are here on earth, we begin to struggle to get, to attain, to get to those positions. Praise the name of the Lord. So for our redemption, our salvation, deliverance, peace, joy, all things that pertain to godliness are the things that God desires that we have and that we have them in full measure. Praise the name of the Lord. Also in the book of Ephesians, Ephesians 1 and verse 11, 11 to 14, I'd like to read that scripture. It says, furthermore, because we are united with Christ, we have received an inheritance from God. Beloved, the day that you united yourself with Christ, the day that you gave your life to Christ, it said you received what? An inheritance from God. Immediately God put your name on the inheritance, all things that pertain to God. It says, for he chose us in advance And he makes everything work out according to his plan. What is his plan? That you inherit all those things. He has gone to reserve a place for every one of us. He says we have mansions. Your mansion that you should be struggling for, it's not the mansion in Banana, it's the mansion in heaven. Praise the name of the Lord. The mansion that he has reserved in heavenly places. God's purpose was that we Jews, who were first in trust in Christ, will bring praise and glory to God. And now you Gentiles have also heard the truth, the good news that God saves you. And when you believe in Christ, he identified you as his own by giving you the Holy Spirit whom he promised long ago. 14. The Spirit is God's guarantee that he will give us the inheritance he promised and that he has purchased us to be his own people. He did this so we could praise and we could glorify him. Praise the name of the Lord. So this is our position, beloved. This is where we should be. This is what we should be striving for. That the inheritance that God has promised to us, we receive it. We will not miss it in the name of Jesus. And those are the things that we will be congratulating ourselves for. That we should be congratulating ourselves for. That we are his own and he has purchased us with the blood of Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. So today that we come before God in thanksgiving, on our Thanksgiving Sunday, we are here to thank God for divine inheritance, not for any other thing. Our main purpose, we thank God that by this scripture that we have read, by the scriptures that we have read in Ephesians 1, which we just also looked at in verse 11, that he chose you and I in advance. He says before you were born, while you were in your mother's womb, he knew you. Praise the name of the Lord. He chose you in advance. Yes, you said that, oh yes, why did God allow me? Yes, I went through so much. But God had chosen you. He had chosen you and I. God who knew the end from the beginning, he chose you in advance. He knew that on September so, you would be in church. You would hear his word. You would give his life. Praise the name of the Lord. The day that you gave your life, before that time, many of us will know that even before that time, God had been coming to us. Why? Because he chose us. He did not allow us to go. He did not allow us to go. No matter the thing that we had done before that time, we would still find ourselves before God until the day that we gave our lives to Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. Just like God did not allow the Israelites to miss the promised land that he had promised them, he kept on. He kept on. Yes, they were in some form of bondage. The Egyptians were oppressing them, were maltreating them. They were doing all sorts. But God knew that in advance, that one day their deliverance was sure. Praise the name of the Lord. Just like our own deliverance too is sure. No matter what it is that you're seeing, things that you're going through, beloved, your deliverance is sure. Praise the name of the Lord. Like somebody said, he said this, problems, they have an expiry date. No matter what it is, there's an expiry date. It will expire. Whatever you are going through would expire in the name of Jesus. Pain will expire. Failure, it must expire. Sickness, it will expire. It will get tired because why? God, who knew you in advance, he has already put your name that you will receive healing. You will receive success. You will receive promotion. You will receive restoration. Praise the name of the Lord. But we have our own part to play. Praise the name of the Lord. Look at that scripture very well. We have our own part to play. He said, and this is the plan. What is God's plan? He says, thanksgiving. Thank him in advance. The God who knew you in advance also wants you to thank him in advance. Thank him for those things that you are sure, he says you have received. You've received these things. God wants you to thank him in advance for them. Praise the name of the Lord. We have a reason to give God praise. Praise the name of the Lord. We have reasons. numerous reasons. Thank God in advance. You've seen those things. You've not seen those things. You know those things. You don't know those things. Just thank God in advance. And with our thanksgiving, what happens? We weary the enemy. He will go to some other place and say, this one will never yield. This one will never accept defeat. Praise the name of the Lord. We must never accept this defeat because the word of God is sure. The word of God is yea and amen. His words, according to the book of Isaiah, he said it will never fall to the ground to die. It must accomplish. His words will accomplish that which he has spoken or that which he has promised you and I in the name of Jesus. His purpose for us will never be annulled in the mighty name of Jesus. So today is our Thanksgiving, beloved. Today, what did we receive from God? Or what did we do to make God choose you and I? Nothing but the mercies of God. What made you different? What has made you different? It's the mercy of God, the love of God, his faithfulness. And because your name has been written in that book, praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Our God is awesome. So what are the reasons that we have? What reasons? Why? Why must we thank God, beloved? Why must we thank God? We thank God to glorify him. We saw that in scriptures, Ephesians 1. Ephesians 1 and verse 14. He said he did this so that we could do what? We could praise him. We could thank him and we could glorify him. Praise the name of the Lord. That is why God himself is saying it. Praise the name of the Lord. If he's your God, he says, where is my honor? In Malachi 1:6, let's look at it. He says, if I am your God, if I'm your father, praise the name of the Lord. Are we in Malachi? Praise the name of the Lord. Malachi. Are we there? Is it on the screen? Are we getting it on the screen? Okay, praise the Lord. I'm getting it in my Bible. It says, a son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is my honor? And if I be a master, then where is my fear, saith the Lord of hosts unto you? So God is asking you, if I'm your father, where is my honor? So for people who think that Thanksgiving is just, they just said we should come to church. They just said we should give. No. It's God himself who requires it of you. It's God who requires it of me. That if you acknowledge God, he said, praise me. He said, glorify me. Ephesians 1 and verse 14. Now in Malachi 1:6, it says, if in fact, come, let's discuss. If I'm your father, where's my honor? Where is my honor? A son honors his father. Beloved, we must honor God. When we give our thanksgiving, let it be a deliberate act. A deliberate act, not just anyhow. You don't honor your parents or God by making it an anyhow type of giving. Or thanksgiving. Praise the name of the Lord. Because you would not honor your, you would not treat your father dishonorably by, if a father were to do something, you know the joy and the way that you honor him, you kneel down, you dance, you do all sorts, you praise him. It's the same thing that God enjoys. It's the same thing that God wants to receive. God deserves it. God who gave us breath, he's the one who gave us life. Praise the name of the Lord. He's a God who can kill and make alive. Praise the name of the Lord. So what more? He says, where is my honor? When it's Thanksgiving time, beloved, Give God the best. Give God the best because God has given us his best. You know, Jesus Christ was all that he had. He was his second son. But he gave that same Jesus Christ the best. In fact, the only one. He gave his only one. He gave his best. Beloved, we also need to reciprocate and give God the best. Best of what you have. Let's not give God grudgingly. Let's just give God anyhow. Just bring out 120 naira and say, that's what I have. No, that's not what you have. You can do better than that. Praise the name of the Lord. You can challenge yourself and say, look at what they said in this Ephesians 1. That God in advance put my name on blessings. God in advance had chosen me out of millions of people. Praise the name of the Lord. You need to give God the best. We need to glorify him at all times. Hebrews 10 and 23. We are looking at reasons that we thank God. Is God deserving of our thanksgiving? We need to have a new understanding. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 23. Are we there? Praise the Lord. 10:23. It tells us something here. It says, by faith, Moses, when he was born and hid 3 months of his parents, I'm reading something else. 10:23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. One of the reasons that we bless God and we thank him and we glorify him and we honor him. He said he's faithful. God is faithful. God is righteous. That which he has promised, he will not fail in it. His words will never diminish. His words will never go back. Once he has said it, he has come out of his mouth, then that is what we are going to get. He said he's faithful. Faithful is he that has promised. We can hold to him. We can hold on to him. We can hold on to his word and say, God, you promised. You promised me peace. You promised me joy. You promised me salvation. You promised me even the material things, those things that we desire. You promised me. You can hold on to him. God hears us as we pray, as we talk to him. You promised. He said he's faithful. Go back to God and say, God, you are faithful. And you promised this. He said, you will not fail me. God will not fail us in the name of Jesus. Also, we thank God or we are grateful to God because of 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 18. He says we should give thanks always. Praise the name of the Lord. Whether you've seen that thing or you've not seen that thing, whether they've given it to you, that promotion, it hasn't come. He says just give thanks. Praise the name of the Lord. I give thanks to God. That is what the Bible says. Give thanks to God in all things. Yes, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ. In every situation. Every situation. Be thankful. And you know why you do that? Even in the time that you're sad, you confuse the enemy. Praise the name of the Lord. This person, what did he or she receive? Why? What is the reason? Why you know, we hear that at times. If I hear that, why are you happy? Because God has said be happy. Part of my inheritance is happiness, is joy. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Knowing that he who promised, he is faithful. So, the enemy is confused. When you are happy, but you have not seen those things. Praise the name of the Lord. You keep thanking God. You keep coming to church. You keep finding a way that, look, I don't have money. I will find money to go to church. I don't have food. I will go to church. It's Thanksgiving Sunday. I must be there. I will not allow my seat to be empty. Praise the name of the Lord. So the enemy will be confused. What's going on? And those are the reasons when the enemy will just leave. Why he leaves believers that, these people, I don't get them. He will not get you in Jesus' name. He will not get me in Jesus' name. He will not get our family members in Jesus' name. Because We are always with God. No matter what you do, I'm with God. I'm on God's side. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Bible also says to us in Psalm 100, verse 4, that one we know. Hey, enter his gates. Whether there's song or there's dance or there's no dance, there's instruments, we are entering with thanksgiving. We are dancing before God. Praise the name of the Lord. We are dancing before God. When the instrumentalists are not playing, we are still dancing. We are hearing the heavenly music. We hear it. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Because you would wonder, those people who don't hear, they praise God. Don't they praise God? They praise God. They hear music in their hearts, in their mind. They are hearing. Praise the name of the Lord. They hear God. So we must honor God at all times. We must glorify God at all times. Praise God forevermore. Then remember the story that Jesus himself told us. You know, that story is a classical one. Luke 17. Praise the name of the Lord. It's one of my favorite scriptures. I like that scripture. And I will read it. Luke 17, 12 to 19. Praise the name of the Lord. Luke, we know the story. And he said, as he entered a village there, 10 lepers stood at a distance, crying out, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. He looked at them and said, go show yourself to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed of their leprosy. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back to Jesus shouting, praise God. He fell to the ground at Jesus' feet, thanking him for what he had done. And this man was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, didn't I heal 10 men? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give glory to God? You see why you give glory to God? Why your thanksgiving is glory to God? Has no one returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? You see, that's it. We return to God. When God does something, God gives you life, breath, a roof over your head. You went out yesterday. I was coming on Third Mainland Bridge. I think it was on Wednesday or Thursday, late in the night. Okay, I think, yes, it was a Wednesday. Before I even got to the point, I was listening on the radio because I always put the traffic radio on. And they were saying accident, and I was wondering accidents. Because when I'm going to work, I'm always against traffic. So my side of the road is always free. So my mind was that, oh, those go slow area was where the accident would be. But as we got close, the person I was in, what have you said, Wani? And I'm saying, well, how come? And then we got to the point, to that point, and I looked at the cars. And we were just saying, God, myself and the person that was with me, we pray that these people made it alive. Because it was an accident you could not explain. On a free road. And we just saw the Lasema vehicles towing the vehicles. And one was so badly squashed up. And we just said, God, we pray people made it alive from these two vehicles. So when you go out, we take it for granted. Maybe I just went to work. We don't take it for granted. He said, and has no one returned? So God expects us to return. To return to give glory to him. To return to give honor to him. For those things that we say, oh, is it not just? No, it is not just. It is because God went ahead of you. He did something. He put your name on some blessings. Your name that you'll be free from accidents. And you know what came to my mind? Because as soon as September rolled in, oh, people started saying all sorts. Oh, we have entered Ember Month. Oh, Ember Month. You know, already the enemy has planted that negative thoughts. Negative thoughts. Negative things. But what has God done? God has gone ahead. That September, No, September is not an evil month. September is a month of delivery. September is a month of restoration. September is a month of good things, good tidings, news, congratulations, like we heard today. So we have that to put it in our consciousness that no matter what the enemy is saying, our own is not like that. Praise the name of the Lord. And God is saying, did they not return? So he's saying, you must return to say thank you at every opportunity that we have. Is it, was it only this one foreigner that returned to give glory? And Jesus said to the man, stand up, go, your faith has healed you. Another version says, your faith has made you whole. So it's a month of wholeness. Praise the name of the Lord. When God, he will heal you and then he will make you whole. Praise the name of the Lord. Our God is awesome. Stand up and go. Your faith has made you whole. God is worthy to be praised. He deserves all these things. He deserves it. Praise the name of the Lord. He's an awesome God. We must never, in our own thinking or intellectualism, think. You know, a lot of people, maybe because, you know, particularly those who are in advanced countries and all that, they will say, take things for granted. We have this. Why do I need to pray about it? But thank God that it is things that are changing. The gospel is changing the minds and the actions of people. Now, this virus has made a lot of people know that it is not the work of scientists. Because I was listening to a professor of medicine who was saying that this one, we don't know. This, we don't understand it. They've admitted that they are just doing trial and error. Hallelujah. They are doing trial and error. Because every day, they come out to say, okay, try it this way. Because we thought it was this way, but this one is not working. But God is the one that knows all. Why won't we thank this God? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We must thank this God, give him glory. Because he's the one that knows it. He knows the solution. Whether you're in advanced country, whether you're in a Nigerian country, you're in Africa, it is God. Praise the name of the Lord. And do you know that a lot of them are praising us in this side that we have done better than them? Praise the name of the Lord. Let's give Jesus a big clap offering. Hey! God is good to us. He's good to us. He's awesome. That is divine inheritance. It's the God that we are holding on to God. Abby? We had nowhere to go, but we held on to God. So now they acknowledge that we have done better. We will continue to do better in Jesus' name. Our prophetic song, is it not working? God is changing our story. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. They will come here to learn. You know that story in the Bible that the queen went to Solomon. So we are becoming Nigerian Solomon. God, they will come here to ask, how did you people do it? Amen. He's changing our story. He's destroying our spoilers. And he's giving us rest on all sides. Praise the name of the Lord. And you know, during this time, somebody published their passports when in 1970-something of how $1,000 was maybe 500 naira or something like that. Do you get what I'm saying? 500 naira could buy $1,000. So now they are saying that it has gone this way. But we know God is still changing it back in the name of Jesus. All our spoilers, all our enemies, God will destroy them. Because you read in so many places that there are things that we can do to change the story. And God will change our story in the name of Jesus. All those who do not want this country to move forward, the Lord will remove them himself. He will set up one country where they will go to. Because I don't want to join people to say they will die. Praise the name of the Lord. God will set up one country. They will be going there and we will have peace in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. So, are you willing to thank God today? Because you have received gifts. that are priceless, pure, packed in heaven, and protected from change and decay. Beloved, stand to your feet. Stand to your feet and begin to thank God. Begin to thank God for this wonderful gift that you have received. Congratulate yourself in advance that you have received divine inheritance. You have received all that belongs to God Himself. All that God has. Say, you have them too. I have all that God has. Packed for me in heaven. Abundance from heaven. Peace from heaven. Joy from heaven. Healing from heaven. I have them in abundance. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Thank you because you're a good God. Thank you because you're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be honored. You're worthy to be magnified. You're worthy to be glorified. You're worthy, O God, to be magnified and edified in our lives. Father, we are so grateful. Grateful because you have packed full blessings for every one of us today. And that we are going home with our blessings in the mighty name of Jesus. We cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Beloved, let's put our hands together for Jesus. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Amen.
I didn't know that we had so many prophets in the house. Thank you for prophesying into our lives today. Congratulations will not cease in your lives in Jesus' name. Praise God forevermore. They declared and decreed upon our lives that in this month, we will have cause to celebrate. And I come today with a word that the Lord placed in my heart of what He plans to do, even in this month of September. You know, we've heard about it. They said all the embers, there's always as if God goes to sleep in the ember months. God is still alive. The God we serve is not dead. Hallelujah. The word that God has given to us that I'm about to share with you today, please make no mistake of receiving it into your intellect. Don't receive it into your flesh. Let your spirit receive it. Because the word will reconstruct your spirit. And your spirit will begin to control your flesh. Amen. Into submission to the power of that word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Pick up your Bible as you remain standing. If you receive it into your spirit, you will be a partaker of it. And this month, you will have testimonies. Amen. Congratulations will multiply. Amen. Before they finish congratulating you for a blessing, another one shows up. Amen. So shall it be for you in Jesus' precious name. Ezekiel chapter 34 and verse 26 to 28. Ezekiel 34 verses 26 to 28. Please hear the word of God. And I will make them, I'm one of them. I will make them and the places round about my heel. Places that are round about. The heel represents Zion. It represents the church. Glory be to Jesus. It's a roundabout. I will make it a what? A blessing. And I will cause the shower to come down. in a season. This is your season. Let me tell your neighbor, this is your season. And your shower is coming down this season. There shall be showers of blessing. Now, it didn't say showers of blessings. It said showers of blessing. As a child of God, you are already in a blessing. You are blessed. You already have a divine inheritance. Glory be to Jesus. Then he said, it will come in showers. Oh, my goodness. When God gave me this word, you know, the Holy Spirit has a way of giving clarity to a divine direction. I received this word on the 31st of August for the month of September. On that first, there was serious showers, rain that fell, like what is going to happen, as if it was for someone here, blessings that God will shower upon you, showers of favor, showers of grace, showers of prosperity, showers of financial breakthrough, showers of streams of income. It shall come upon you in this month of September. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Verse 27. Look at the showers. It will come. The showers will come. And so the tree of the field shall yield her fruit. You will not labor in vain. I hope somebody is noting this down. And the earth shall yield her increase. You see, this is not a month of lack. This is a month of increase. He said, the showers shall be showers of increase. And they shall be safe. There is security for you. They shall be safe. You will be safe in your going out. You will be safe in your coming in. As you travel, you are safe on your way. As you come back, you are safe on your way. In the name of Jesus Christ. And they shall be safe in their land and shall know that I am the Lord. You see, there are things, blessings, showers that will come into your life. You will know this is God. That kind of shower will rain upon you this month in the name of Jesus. When I have broken, he said, you will know because this is what I will do. When I have broken the bands of their yoke, I don't know whatever yoke has put you down. Whatever the yoke, the burden that has put you down. Hey, God said they will know because deliverance will come to them. He said, and deliver them out of the hand of those that serve themselves of them. I will deliver you from the hand of your oppressors. I don't know the area in which you have been oppressed. Maybe it's an oppression of the devil. It could even be an oppression from man. But God said, I will bring deliverance. Because sometimes even in your place of work, you can be oppressed. You do something right, they say it's wrong. You do this or they say it's not enough. Some people just like to complain about things that we do. But we are not people that will complain. We have had it today. Complaining will complicate matters. Congratulations is our own. Not complaining. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. 28. And they shall no more be prey to the unbelievers. You know how you can be a prey to the unbeliever? They can gang up. Every gang up, every evil conspiracies, every ill will against you, this month is already terminated. We override it by the power of the divine word of God in the name of Jesus. He said, neither shall the beast of the land devour them. There shall be no devourers, but they shall dwell safely. And none shall make them afraid. Glory be to you. If you receive showers of blessing, lift up your two hands and begin to bless the Lord. Bless him, bless him, bless him, bless him, bless him, thank him, appreciate God for this word today. Receive it into your spirit. Receive it into your spirit today. And begin to proclaim from your mouth that in this month of September, for me and my household, there shall be showers of blessing. According to the divine word of God, there shall be showers of blessing for me. I shall remember this month of September for showers of blessing. Prophesy over your life that this month will bring you, we pour on you showers of blessing, showers of grace, showers of favor, showers of deliverance, showers of mercy, showers of righteousness, showers of abundance, financially and materially. There shall be showers of blessing in my life. In Jesus' precious name, we give thanks. Amen. Glory to God. You know, in the kingdom, to have it, we have to say it. That's the principle in the kingdom of God. To have it, you have to say it. You say the blessing to have the blessing. That's what the scripture says. Mark 11:23. You shall have whatsoever you say. So when you say the blessing, you will have the blessing. Throughout this month, regardless, we've had it today. Even if it looks as if things are not looking good, just keep saying it so that you can have it. Hallelujah. That this is my month. They will congratulate me. I don't know about you. This month, I'm going to be congratulated. So shall it be. Because of the showers of blessing. It's not just a shower. It's not a drop. It is showers. Let somebody say showers. 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 Showers of blessing. So shall it be for you in Jesus' name. Every plan of the enemy, you know, as God has a word for his people, the enemy too is looking for a way to destroy that word. But it cannot be destroyed. Yeah, we had it today. Pastor Yemi said it. Once the word of God has gone forth, it is done. Unless it's not the word of God. It can never return to him void. Glory to God. And that's why God, when his word comes, all the word is looking for is the heart of someone who believes that the word can sit. Can the word sit in your heart today? Can you find a seat in your heart today? That's what the word is looking for. The word came here today. It has found a seat in my heart. Glory be to Jesus. You have to believe it. If you believe it, you will experience it. In this month of September, you will come here, you will come to testify to the glory of God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So shall it be for you. I declare and decree it upon your life by the faith of God that there shall be showers of blessing. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Angels will bear you up upon their wings. Amen. They will move you and transport you to your promised land. Amen. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So shall it be for you. God will not fail you. Amen. You will not fall. Amen. You will not falter this month. Every obedience that is required, the grace to perform is released upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Obey the word of God. You will be established and you will prosper in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We have an inheritance that can never decay. We have had it today. God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And we have to be grateful for the blessings that God has for us. Hallelujah. We have to be grateful. Forget about what you have not seen. Forget about what you are yet to handle. Amen. As you continue to thank God for it, it will show up. It will what? Oh, but it's getting late. Oh, but it... If you set a calendar, you will suffer a lot of confusion. Always move by the calendar of God. God knows what he's doing. Glory to God. He knows what he's doing. When I ask God for something and I don't get it, I don't bother. I just say, Father, thy will be done. Because in its time, he makes all things beautiful. In its time. Everything has a time and it has a season. So it does not follow my calendar. Some of you, you've been giving God time limits. The problem with giving God time limits is you will still give him another one. Because when God has written your name on a blessing, there is something in you that desires the blessing. So after you have given him date, and date has passed and you didn't get it, the desire is still there. You don't just say, okay, I said it should come by September 1st, and it didn't come by September 1st, so I can never have it. And you close, you lied. You just lied. Because you know, by the end of September, you'll still be thinking and desiring that thing. Do I have witnesses in the house? So why bother for putting calendar? Let God use his own calendar. It will be beautiful in its time. In Jesus' precious name, there shall be showers of blessing. I said there shall be showers of blessing in the mighty name of Jesus. Your testimony will not be withheld. The glory of God will not be withstood by the enemy this month. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God will show up for you. His presence will visit you. The work of your hands will experience increase. Rewards in Jesus' precious name. You are safe in your going out. Your home is safe. Your marriage is safe. Your finances is safe. Your health is secured. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak provision into your life. For this month of September, you will not lack any good thing. No good thing will be withheld from you. In the name of Jesus, the name of the Lord, and by the virtue of your divine inheritance, God will provide. He will protect you. He will preserve your life, preserve your health, preserve your walk with him. He will promote you and bring progress to your life. Financially, spiritually, materially, relationally, physically, in the mighty name of Jesus, so shall it be for you. In Jesus' precious name, amen. The devil is defeated. He remains defeated in your life. Jesus is a winner. He wins always in your life. In Jesus' precious name, lift up your two hands and give thanks to God. Give thanks to him. Give thanks to him. Thank him for the showers of blessing on their way to you. Thank him, thank him, thank him. Thank him, thank him, thank him. Thank him, thank him, thank him for the showers of blessing. Thank him, thank him, thank him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank him. Begin to thank him. Thank him, thank him. Thank him. The Bible says, according to Isaiah chapter 10 and verse 27, he said, in that day, the burden shall be lifted from their necks. And because of the anointing, the yokes shall be destroyed. We had heard from the scripture today that the bands of the yoke shall be broken and we shall be delivered from it. Delivered from every form of demonic enslavement. Thank God for the oil. The essence of the oil is the Spirit of the Lord. The Bible says when Saul was anointed by Samuel, the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. So the essence of the oil is the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. And as this oil contacts your body today, the Spirit of the Lord will revive that which is of God in your life. It will revive your God-given dreams. It will revive God's assignment and purpose for your life. It will revive all the good pleasures of God that your name has been written on in the name of Jesus. It will revive God's packaged blessing for your life in the name of Jesus. It will activate showers of blessing in your life and all of your concerns in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let every yoke, every band of yoke be destroyed. Every oppression of man, let it come to an end. Let it expire in your life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every plan of the enemy going on in the realm of the spirit against you in this month of September, by the anointing, it shall be destroyed. By this anointing, it is destroyed. By this anointing, it is destroyed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. The expectations of the righteous shall not be cut off. God's expectation for you in this September is that showers of blessing will be your portion. This expectation shall not be cut off. By the reason of the anointing, every expectation of the wicked one shall be destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name. Please take. Come forward. Dip your hand into the oil and place it upon your head. Quickly. By the anointing, Jesus breaks the yoke. By the Holy Ghost and power, just as the prophet said, these are the days God is moving in his power again. By the anointing, Jesus breaks the yoke. It's not by power. It's not by might,
it's not by might,
but by my spirit, says the Lord. It's not by might,
it's not by might,
it's not by might,
by
my spirit, says the Lord. This mountain up and prophesy into your life that the mountain, every obstacle has been removed. It's not by might,
it's not by power,
but by my spirit,
says the Lord.
It's not by
Spirit, save the Lord. This mountain
removed every obstacle of hindrance. By the anointing, be removed out of the life of everyone under the sound of my voice, both on site and online, in the name of Jesus Christ. The showers come because the mountain has been removed.
This mountain has been removed. This mountain has been removed.
In Jesus' name. Them the good news of the showers of blessing that are pouring upon you this month of September. Amen. Go to 7% and say to them, showers of blessing are pouring upon me this month. Showers of blessings are pouring upon me. 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 Showers of blessings are pouring upon me in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. As you have prophesied, so shall it be established for you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Offering time.
Blessings time.